And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday.
Expository Thursday.
As we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the book of Colossians, we travel to understand what things the Lord requires of us as we learn to apply God's timeless truths in our lives. First, we're going to pick it back up in Colossians, right about chapter 3, starting with verse 9, where the apostle tells us the people of God should not lie to one another, since you have taken off the old self with its practices and put on the new self. This is much more about being real with one another than anything else. It is the aletheia to which we are called. Aletheia represents real, truth, sincere, honest, being real. It makes one think of Ananias and Sapphira. Now, when it talks about putting off the old self again, understanding the old self positionally is crucified, but practically, the full eradication has not yet been declared. When demonstrated, the full ratification is taking place, death will be no more. Death is the last enemy to be put under the feet of Jesus. He has positionally defeated death and will soon access the fullness of his position, and death will be no more. Finally, by using the phrase being renewed regarding the new nature, it's pretty clear that this is an ongoing process that we are currently engaged with. Our new man needs to be renewed. The way that renewal comes is what? Through the knowledge of the image of our Creator. Hey, the knowledge of the image of God is in the Word of God. Hello. And we need to be in the Word of God so we can feed the new man. Because the new man does not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. Now remember, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. We even got that information from our very own Jam and Jacob, G.I. Joe, of professional radio. And we're asking you, what do you think? How you doing? What's going on? What do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, not Texas, text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us. That's right. Give us a call. 972-445-0770. Shane's already proved that the phone calls do work. It's 972-445-0770. And when you call 972-445-0770, well, by golly, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, I just want you to catch this. That's the same feeling you get like when you're being appreciated. Oh, it's so nice. It's nice to be appreciated, isn't it? Sometimes, I got to tell you this, sometimes spouses and siblings and your children and your parents and everything, sometimes a better word or a better phrase than I love you, sometimes it's appropriate just to say, I appreciate you. That gives a whole nother element to it. So it's very beautiful. So we really encourage that for people to do that. Now, why in the universe would you call us? Why would you text us? Why would you send us an email? Well, one, you're crazy. Well, that just makes you fit right in. Number two, it could be for a praise report, could be for a prayer request. You have a praise report, a testimony, you want to share it? Cool. You got a prayer request? Let's bring it. Let's bring it to the Lord. We follow that formula pretty closely. Jesus' formula in Mark chapter 14, verse 36, he said, Abba, Father, we come to our dad, our heavenly Father. And then Jesus said in that same prayer, you can do anything, acknowledging anything is possible with God. Then he makes his petition, let this cup pass before me. But then he brings it into submission.
Hello?
Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. We follow that. It's a good model. Jesus used it, so it's got to be a good model, right? So it could be a prayer request, could be a praise report, could be something that you're just like, oh, this happened, I saw it, it blessed me, cool. Awesome sauce, we love it. We'll do Bible trivia in a minute, but first, before we do that, we do have somebody on the line, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, good afternoon, David. This is Saul.
Hi, brother. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very, very well. Good. What's happening? How good. Can I bless you today?
You can bless me, David. I can actually bless you and,
all right.
and the audience. I have a praise report. I'm a Jewish believer like yourself. And it's been a long. I think you say it's a progression in terms of like how you get the word and the spirit and all that. And
yes.
You know, I just wanted to let you know I had an incredible experience today with my men's Bible group. They I've been going through some turmoil in my life, and they all prayed upon me. They prayed very hard, and it absolutely worked. I am just so much in a better place now. I know that the Spirit is in me, and I'm just in such a good place. I just wanted to call and share it with you and the listeners. It's this wonderful feeling.
Amen.
So it just works. You just have to keep. I believe you just have to keep searching. If you're searching for the Lord, you will find him. You will find him. You've got to keep searching. You've got to stay in the Word. You've got to surround yourself with fellow believers and have good fellowship with in various sources, and it will just absolutely change your life for the better. And
absolutely awesome.
I'm proof of that.
That is a phenomenal testimony, brother. That is phenomenal. Yeah. And you know what? You're just giving absolute testimony. First of all, you're giving glory to the Lord, so the Lord gets honored there. Second, you're encouraging other brothers and sisters who are listening to this and like going, wow, I just need that. And third, you're reinforcing it for yourself, going, yes, this happened. This is what's a good thing, which is why people should repeat these testimonies.
It absolutely happened, and it's happening now. And I will just say that if you can pray for me, I have a prayer request, if you don't mind.
Yes, go ahead.
So tomorrow I'm undergoing a colonoscopy. They found something and they want to look at it because I'm in between I'm not supposed to be scheduled for one for another 5 years, but I've had a problem in the last few months that they want to take a closer look at. So if you don't mind praying for me on my results tomorrow when I have my colonoscopy, because I want to be around for a while to spread my testimony. I don't want to, you know, I think that I could definitely help, especially among Jewish believers, David.
Yes.
I really have a roadblock with members of my family, but I am working on it, and hopefully I'll be able to pull off a remnant, if you will.
Yep.
That group, you know, between now and when the Lord comes back. So that's my story, and you know, pray for me tomorrow.
I'd like to pray for you right now, if that's okay, and just ask the Lord to get you going. Is that cool?
Yes, wonderful.
All right, let's pray. Let's pray. Father, we come before you right now. We lift up our brother to you, and man, we thank you, Lord, for the testimony you're doing. You do this, Lord. This isn't us. This is you. We know it. And you can just tell. I can just hear the joy that he's got. He's so blessed that you touched him and that you encouraged him and that by the power of your spirit, you're just manifesting your grace and your mercy that we receive through Jesus Christ. And we are so appreciative. But Lord, our brother, he's got to go through something tomorrow. Not the greatest experience. And most of us know what it's like. It's not the end of anything, but it just is uncomfortable. You know what, Lord? I pray that you would help him in such a way that the testimony that comes out of this is nothing, nothing burger, no big deal, doesn't matter, irrelevant, and that he would hear that testimony and know, look, we'll keep an eye on it, but it's okie dokie, and that will be the end of it. Lord, we know you'll run it exactly as you will, and we do surrender this to you. But we also believe in your graciousness, in your touch, and in your healing power. And we ask you to touch him in the name of Jesus to your glory by the power of the Holy Spirit. We ask for healing for him and nothing less. And we ask for great testimony to come forward out of this. We bring it before you and lay it at your feet. And we pray it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Yes, amen. Thank you, brother.
You are more than welcome, my brother. You are more than welcome. God bless you, too. Great testimony. Yes. Excellent job. Okay.
Thank you so much. I'm glad I could share with you.
Yes, keep me posted. You're always welcome to text the 214-210-8483. That's a direct text after hours. You're always welcome to text me. Okay?
All right. Thank you, David.
You got it, man. God bless you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. See, that's what I'm talking about. See, actually, that phone call. Now, listen to that. That was a praise. That was a prayer. That was a little bit of cool stuff. Kind of a 3-in-1, right? Oh, man, is that cool. All right, Saul. Very, very cool. Loving it. All right, so I am going to ask you a trivia question, and we're just going to roll because we roll. That's why we just keep going. This is not a tough one. This is an easy one. I expect immediate response. I will tell you that when I played Bible trivia with my kids, when my daughter was younger, she got this wrong. I love her, but she got this wrong. I gave her a really hard time for this. In Genesis chapter 9, I know it's easy. Don't make fun of it. In Genesis chapter 9, who saw a rainbow in the sky? Genesis chapter 9, verses 15 through 17. In Genesis 9, 15 through 17, who saw a rainbow in the sky? Was that Adam, Moses, Noah, or Abraham? If you think you know the answer, you are welcome to call us because the phones work, praise the Lord. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. In case you didn't hear that, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. In Genesis 9, 15 through 17, who saw a rainbow in the sky? Adam, Moses, Noah, or Abraham? That is the question we are asking you. Please don't forget that we are doing the buddy thing. Now, again, I brought this up just because it was really pertinent, and it was a great thought that I had not thought about for years. But when I first went to camp, and probably when all of you went to camp or went on some kind of field trip or something with your school, you were supposed to buddy up. That's what I'm asking people to do. When you hear somebody on the radio, when you hear their voice, or when we're talking about somebody, buddy up with them and pray for them. We're still working out the timings on this. Right now I'm saying pray for them over the next week. Doesn't mean you pray for them 30 hours a day. Paul said, I mention you before the Lord. That's fine. But buddy up. Find somebody to buddy with so that the Christian walk is not all about you, because it shouldn't be about you at all. It should be about Jesus and bringing honor and glory to him. Now, I think most people will go, oh, well, that's right. Yes, it is. You have to like that. All right. Okay, so your trivia question. What was your trivia question? Oh, yeah.
We have a Fred ready to answer a trivia question.
He's ready to answer a trivia question?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. So Genesis 9. Well, then let's bring him on, and then we'll ask the question and do it that way. Bring Fred on. He's always good to have on. Knock, knock. Is this my brother Fred?
Yes, it is, my friend.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I'm very, very blessed.
Amen, brother. Amen. And you're a blessing. So you're not just blessed, but you're blessing others just by being you. Love it.
All right. You guys are certainly a blessing to me also.
I appreciate that, brother. Now I'm going to give you the trivia question. I'm not going to make fun of my daughter again, which I already did once because she got this wrong. But I know you're going to get this right. In Genesis chapter 9, who saw a rainbow in the sky? Would that be Adam, Moses, Noah, or Abraham? Which one?
I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it plain. That would be Noah.
That would be Noah is correct. Will Rogers kicks in that he was the first Navy man.
That's pretty good right there.
All right, how art thou, brother? How, I mean, do you need prayer for anything? Anything else going on? What can we do for you?
I have a brother that has some serious heart problems, and yes, I would like for you and your audience to pray for him. His name is Eugene.
Eugene, let's do it. Let's do it right now, brother. Let's bring it before the Lord. Father, we come before you right now. I thank you for my brother, Fred. I ask you to bless and encourage him, not just in the, you know, distant kind of thing. Bless him and encourage him in a powerful way that he knows, oh, this is an answer to prayer. I'm being blessed by the Lord. Please make it plain as can be. And right now, Lord, we're petitioning you on the behalf of Gene. Having heart problems, having issues, needs help, and it's not going the way that he wants it to, and it's difficult, and it's painful, and it's definitely scary. We're asking you, Lord, to surround Eugene, to surround the family, to give Fred faith that is way above as he speaks and encourages and prays for them. And we are asking you, as your kids, as your people, to show us your power, show us your glory in Eugene's life by touching him, by physically rearranging whatever's going on past the capacity of man, where it can only be you. And we want to see you. And we want you to touch him. We're not telling you what to do, Lord. We're asking you. And we believe you. And we petition it and surrender it to you. And we do this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you and your audience very much. And I'm going to hang up and listen to you.
All right, my brother. Time. God bless you.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll stick with the show for a little bit. I want to do a little bit of this teach. It's just all really good. And we covered some of it. Let me say this. We covered some of it the last time we talked about it. And people will like say, well, why do you cover a portion of Scripture or something in Scripture? And then it almost seems like it's reemphasized or repeated again and again. I'm not doing that. I'm just actually following the Scripture. That's what Scripture does. What the Scripture does is it brings to you a truth, a practicality, a challenge, whatever that may be. And then it explains it or moves with it so that it ingrains in you. The reason that you have four Gospels is because we are dumb enough to need four. And I mean that in the nicest way. We need the North, South, East, and West to cover with the truth, which I think is why it's four. But the idea behind this is that God emphasizes. I mean, even the Ten Commandments are there more than once. Don't you know why? Because we need it. We need to be, it's the repetitiveness. And this is my big argument. Theologically, this is where I don't disagree with other people. I just stand in this truth. The early church evangelists, that was not geared towards leading people to Christ. That was reinforcing the gospel in the Christian's current. Doesn't mean that other people didn't get saved. But the primary purpose of the evangelist was to bring forth the gospel, because the gospel keeps us and saves us. And that's pretty important, isn't it? So that's why you get a repeat in some of these or a reissuance. And there's a purpose behind that. God does that for a reason. But as we look at verse 9 in Colossians chapter 3, it says, "Do not lie to one another." And I just want to start with that. Being real should be okay or good or right with one another. When we started this show, an hour before it started, and I found out that that the apps were down and the phones weren't working, I did not dance a jig. I did not sit there and go, yeah. That's not what happened. I'm like, come on. That's what I said. And that's just being real. You got to be real with one another. Now, after I started praying and realized, I don't know if I have enough faith even by myself, so I sent out texts to different groups for people to be praying, and within minutes, there's Jacob and Jennifer at the door telling me, it's back up. It's like, what? We've been through this before. I've been through this for 6 years at this station. That normally doesn't happen. I promise you. The multiple times it's happened, it doesn't normally come back. But I'm just being real. It's like, that's what happened. And then what a surge for my own faith and a surge and a blessing for me. The reason I bring that up is because, you know what? You got to be real with one another. You got to be truthful with one another. You got to tell it the way it is. The worst thing is the hypocrisy amongst Christians where you've lost your job, you've lost your dog, you have no money in the bank account, you go to church, somebody says how you're doing, you go, fine. No, you're not doing fine. Tell the truth. And if the person doesn't want to listen, they don't care in the first place. What I'm trying to say is be real. Don't lie to one another. Just be who you're supposed to be. The Lord knows. And I know there's this desire to always have the Jesus face on. And it's not that it's wrong to want to emulate Jesus, but when it's just not real, it's not real. And the hypocrisy is disgusting to God. Be yourself. He knows what you're like. He knows what you're going through. Hey, here's a thought. He knows what you're feeling as you're going through the process. Be yourself. It's all right. If your brothers and sisters are genuine, if the people you fellowship with are genuine, they'll love you. I'm not going to sit there and dance and be happy that you're struggling. They'll just love you. I thought it was a huge blessing yesterday when Samson texted in. We haven't heard from him for a while. He's trying to kind of pull his way back in. I want him to come back in. That's how I feel about him. He's hurting. All right. Bring it in anytime, brother. That's what I say to him. We want that. We want that real stuff. Fake Christianity is the only thing worse than fake news is fake Christianity. Ooh, that's a good line. The only thing worse than fake news is fake Christianity. Yeah, write that one down. All right, we'll take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the true station here in Texas. Short break, don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I have wondered about him. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He's married to his best friend Noel, has 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a dog named Bert. He has 3 separate ordinations from 3 different denominations, and is a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theological studies, and has his doctorate of strategic Christian ministry. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people will have to listen to find out.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
You get into the Word of God and something's going to happen that will blow your mind. Ready? The law of the Lord is perfect, Psalm 119:7 says, able to restore the soul. And I've been doing this for a long time, and in my 42 and a half years of devotions and in my diligent devotion time, I kind of separate that between the two. I cannot tell you, it must be thousands of times where my attitude has been, and then I've went into the Word of God, and I came out different. It wasn't anything that I did as much as God speaking into me what he knows about his creation. And so I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you, even if you've been a Christian for 50 years, for 60 years, nay, for 70 years, like the Apostle John was on the island of Patmos, be in the Word of God. It is alive, and it will give life and impart life to you through God's Spirit. People come and they read the Word of God, and they're like, well, I get nothing out of it. Well, they don't mix it with faith, and the Word of God, the promises of God, not mixed with faith, are useless, because you have to be engaged with God. And know he's going to speak. People are like, well, that's a lot of requirement for me to get in there and read the Word of God. You want me actually to believe that God's going to speak to me? Yes, because he will. And if you don't, you won't hear him. So when you open up that book, take 30 seconds, more than you ever have before, and say, just in this moment, just at this time, tune me in, Lord. Help me to hear what you have to say. Speak to me and let your word breathe life into me. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the truth station here in Texas, where we're going to give you a little harder trivia question. Who was David, King David's oldest brother? According to 1 Samuel 17, 13 through 14, who was King David before he was king? Who was David's oldest brother? Was it Jonah, Eliab, Joel, or Agrippa? Who was David's oldest brother? Jonah, Eliab, Joel, or Agrippa? 1 Samuel 17, 13 through 14. If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. For those who want me to say it really fast, you want me to say it again? Okay. Okay. And then also you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Who was David's oldest brother? According to 1 Samuel 17, 13 through 14. Was it Jonah, Eliab, Joel, or Agrippa? That's the question. See? Okay. David, King David. Okay. All right. There you go. You got that before you. In the meantime, we're going to do our DNA for those newer to the show. This is kind of important. Okay. This is really important. Let's do it. This is our DNA, the building blocks from which we exist as Christians. D, draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
That means that it's as simple as it can be. Jesus said, when you're praying, pray in this manner. Our Father who art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. How often should you be connecting to the Lord? Daily. That's all. Why? Because Jesus said so. That's all. Because your life will be better. That's why. Draw closer to the Lord daily. So our encouragement is to be in prayer, right? You don't always have to talk in prayer. The Bible says in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Hang out with God. I'm telling you, my wife and I, we have that relationship. We hang out in the living room. Even we're not talking. If I'm working on something, she's working on something, but we're just close together. It's all that matters. We're in connection. We're in connectivity. We're in approximation to each other. That's all that matters. That's what we need. D, draw closer to the Lord daily through prayer, through the Bible, through fellowship, through different means and different approaches. Yeah. Some people love to do, like I said, worship. Oh, I just loved it. You used to go into the church and I'd put on the worship CDs. I'd shut the doors, shut everything down, and just spend time worshiping with the Lord. It's just the best. Can't wait to get there. It's going to be the best. D, draw closer to the Lord daily. N, never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. We already know what people are trying to do. It doesn't matter what your political affiliation is in this issue. Other issues, it probably does, and it does. But in this issue, I can promise you, no matter what is happening in the political spectrum, the enemy's attack is to make the word of God hate speech, period. I've been saying this for years and years and years and years and years, and there are thousands of examples in the last 10 years. You cannot afford to be ashamed of Jesus nor of his word. As Paul said in Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel. No shame. Remember, and I say this sincerely, they have no heaven to put you in, but Jesus does. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily, and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready.
To serve.
Just ready. I mean, just ready. And I really like this line that I'm using. And you know, I've been doing this for 6 years on this DNA. I really like this thing where once you get conscious,
once you wake up, it took me a little extra today.
Once you get up, once you get going, which is really funny because in my life, it usually takes Bert to come in there and start barking like a maniac. Once it gets you going, then, as soon as you're like conscious, and if you have to have your first sip of coffee, that's fine. Then, here am I, Lord. Here am I. Just so that you can be available to be a blessing, to be used in whatever capacities, just make sure you present yourself to the Lord so you can be ready for his kingdom and his purposes. So D, draw closer to the Lord daily and never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. A, always be ready to serve. Somebody is on the telephone. We'll give them an opportunity to answer the trivia question. Please send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Eric.
Hello, Eric. Where's my ta-da-da?
Well, I hesitated because I didn't hear the ringing of the phone.
Oh, okay. Well,
so Jacob messed me up. My cue got all whacked out.
All right. Ta-da! Okay, there we go. Now I feel much better. All right, my brother, let me set up the triv question for you. You can answer. You ready?
Ready.
All right, who is David's oldest brother? Is it Jonah, Eliab, Joel, or Agrippa?
Eliab.
Eliab, Eliab, yes, that is correct.
And hey, I just wanted to say, David, that I was thinking the same thing today and yesterday about, or last night about Sam. I thought it was such a neat thing that you said, just loving on him, and I felt the same way without hearing you say that, and I my sentiments are exactly the same as I haven't heard from Sam in a while, and he's our brother, and I love to hear him call in and wish you I already messed it up, but the
anniversary.
Blessing you on the Sabbath.
Right. Being a blessing, right? Speaking the blessing on the Sabbath day. I love that. So awesome is you. And then the fact that you had that inclination, though, Eric. See that right there. You can't fabricate that. You can't. That's not something you create. That's that thing that God does in between us all, but that's the authenticity. In other words, you know you've passed from death to life because you love the brethren. There's a desire for us to see something like that where our brother is just not just restored, but just a part of it all again. And we want that, and we long for that, and that's the family of us all. And that's so powerful. It's just so – and that's a great thing that you had that sentiment, and I so appreciate that you do because – that part of you, that sensitive element, that's kingdom manifestation. That's what that is. Very, very cool. And so, Samson, if you're listening, listen to your brothers. Your brothers and your sisters are crying out for you. Be a part of it.
That's right. That's right. Come on, brother.
Amen. Amen, Eric. Excellent. Excellent job. By the way, on Eliab or Eliab or whatever, it's tomato, tomato. Okay. It's just so you
Oh, I just kind of sound out phonetically as best I can.
Yeah. I mean, that's my worst thing in all of Bible and scripture and everything is to say what their names are. It's like, and you almost think like when you say it, whenever you meet them in heaven, they're going to go, you know, that's not my name.
Yeah.
Right. Like, oops. Excellent. And what you said, excellent sentiment. Just so important. You know, by this, we know we've passed from death to life by our love for the brethren. And that's what that is.
No, that's cool.
That is cool. Excellent call, buddy. Excellent. I'm not even going to tell you excellent in the text. I'm telling you now on the air. Excellent call.
Okay.
All right,
sounds
my brother.
Good.
All right. God bless you. All right. Bye-bye. All right, so we're way out of sync for those that don't know. Usually we break mic multiple times. That's not happening. So I'm just going to teach until the regular, the last normal break or whatever. What do we do? What do we do? We break like at 42 or 3 or something.
We usually break around 45.
All right, 45. All right, so I am going to do one additional thing, though, and then I'll get into the teaching because it gives me a little bit of extra energy, and that is we are going to do history. All right, this is a very funny, there's a couple of really funny ones. Now, food-wise, National Ravioli Day, okay? So now some people really don't like ravioli. My wife is not a ravioli fan. Actually, she's not a raviolis in the can fan. She's got to be like, you know, super cool pasta layout.
Authentic ravioli?
Yeah, she's not real happy with, okay, open it. That's
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah, she's not. I'm just saying. She's just not there for that. But it is National Ravioli Day, so we give props for that. That's cool. I think this is hilarious, but it's Won't You Be My Neighbor Day. That's great. Isn't that funny?
That's a good one.
And then finally, on this one, we got a couple more I'm going to cover, but it's Bibliomania Day, which is technically Book Day because Bible is Biblos is book, but we look at it as Bible Mania Day, which should be every day for everybody. I'm just pointing that out.
Yes, every day.
Straightforward. Now, here's one that this is where you win the contest. If you're having a contest with people and you're like, I've got a trivia that nobody will get, here it is. Ready? In 1897. Now, for those that don't know, that's 128 years ago or so, okay? The first comic book is published. It was called The Yellow Kid. And it was based on a comic strip character named the Yellow Kid. If you knew that, you are a trivia genius.
I did not know that.
I mean, I'm a comic book fan. I'd like, what? What? I mean, I just find that to be amazing. Okay. All right. Not that that's pertinent to anything. I just thought if you're going to win a trivia like moment with your family, that would be a good one. All right. Let me go back into the text. Going past verse 9, or actually the rest of verse 9, it says this, where the Apostle Paul is writing under the verbal plenary process where the Holy Spirit uses a person, but the person doesn't lose their personality. It says, verse 9, do not lie to one another since you have taken off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge, in the image of its creator. I want to focus on the take off, put on aspect of this. Okay, the verse continues after it says we shouldn't lie to one another. It says, because we've taken off the old self, the old man, the old nature with its practices. And we've put on the new self, the new man, the new nature, which is being renewed. What's important is to understand that, first of all, this opportunity to take off the old and put on the new is all connected to the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. Yes, I say it all the time, and there's a reason. We have been saved. I got to say to Joanne just the other day, we have been saved, we are being saved, and we will yet be saved. Why? Because he has saved us from a justification point of view that's done. He is saving us in the sanctification point of view to look like Jesus, and he will save us so that we are in glory eternity with him. We have been saved from the penalty of sin. We are being saved from the power of sin, and we will yet be saved from the presence of sin. It comes through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, which is why you and I need to understand that no sin that we struggle with is greater than the redemption process. I know there's besetting sins because the Bible teaches there are besetting sins. But it tells us to lay that besetting sin aside. So what does that mean? It means that there are sins that set people to the side. That's what besetting is all about. And so the idea behind this is for us to understand there's no sin in our lives that is greater than the redeeming power of Jesus Christ. And what Paul says, which I think is really important, is the imagery has to do with clothing. I'm not a genius, but this part seems pretty forward. It's easy in the context of like changing clothes to step into the newness of our new nature, because Jesus has made that more simplistic for us. But what it comes down to, and I'm just going to be honest as I can, is it comes down to a conscious decision that you and I have that says, no, I'm going to walk in the newness. Nope, I ain't going to do that. Nope, I'm not going to. I have the power. Jesus has made that power available to me. I am free from the power of sin. I'm going to walk in it. And I want us to understand that is available. It's not, I want to say it in such a way that it makes sense. The old self has been positionally crucified, but it hasn't been practically eradicated. And the reason that we know that is because of death. The result of the curse of the law is what? Death. Have we been redeemed from the curse of the law? Yes. But we still die. Yes. Why? Because the full ratification hasn't taken place where the last enemy, death, has been eliminated yet. But it will be. It's coming. But until he pulls that lever, until death meets its end, then the position is solid. The practical is what we go through, okay? But the position is solid. And where we're heading is no more death, no more that. We're done. In the meantime, we still have to fight against the gnawing of the old. And I like this illustration, and some people like it more than others, but I like it because it helps me understand. It's kind of like a junkyard dog. And by the way, I can use that because I went to a church where the pastor owned a junkyard. The idea behind the junkyard dog is they're not the nicest dogs. I don't know if you know that. They're not the nicest dogs on purpose. And you know what happens to a junkyard dog when you don't feed it? It gets more gnarly. It doesn't get, it's weaker, but it doesn't show that it's weaker. When we don't feed the flesh, the junkyard dog of our old self barks and yipes and bites even more ferociously, but it's weaker. And what I want you to understand is your old nature screams a lot, but it doesn't have the power. So when you're faced with that moment and you can choose to walk in the new or the old, the power is yours, but you have to choose to walk in the new. If any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. But sometimes some of us are walking out of Christ. And you've heard me say this before, and I'll say it again. We have the mind of Christ, but it sure would be swell if some of us actually used the mind of Christ, wouldn't it? Yeah. All right, we'll take a short break, and then we'll come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break, don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus, and as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Your very last question for trivia. The sun stood still while Joshua's army destroyed which people? Whoa. The Egyptians, the Philistines, or the Amorites? The sun stood still. And I'm warning you, please check the reference. Joshua chapter 10, verses 6 through 7. Joshua chapter 10, verses 12 through 13. The sun stood still while Joshua's army destroyed what people? The Egyptians, the Philistines, or the Amorites? If you think you know, that's a good question. 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483, or send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. The sun stood still while Joshua's army destroyed what people? Is it the Egyptians, the Philistines, or the Amorites? Yowza, right? Jeff picking up the pow-pow. Nice job, Jeff. Here we go. I want to go into the teaching. If you call in, you're welcome to. We got the full time. You can call in. It's not a problem. But I want to get into this teaching and finish the rest of this off. So as you know, we've kind of covered some of this before, but there's a new part towards the end, and I don't want you to miss it. Here's what the Apostle Paul says. He says, having put on the new self, okay? So we're supposed to take off the old self. Don't lie to one another, since you've taken off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge in the image of its creator. So the place to understand where our new self is being renewed. Now, the word renewed, by the way, means, wait, to renew. Okay. You know, you got to renew your license. I think you know what that means. You got to renew your subscription. You got to renew your prescription. You know what that means. We have to have a renewing for our new self, which tells you it needs a little help, right? And that takes place in the knowledge of the image of its creator. It's straightforward. I'm just going to say it to you. Where do you find the knowledge of the image of God? Where do you find the knowledge of the image of God? That's right. The Bible. That's the book for me. I stand by faith in the word of God. It's the Bible. There you go. Now, we're going to pause on that. We're going to take the person in who's got an answer to the trivia question, and there's still yet a section to cover. So let's go ahead and have that person who's going to answer the trivia question sent on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Gary. I'm really happy that our internet is working and our phones are working.
Yeah, it's working again.
Yay! Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah, praise Him.
Amen. We had 30 people praying 5 minutes after we found out, and then it was on.
It was like, okay,
we'll take that as a truth. We'll just leave that right there. All right, my brother, let me set you up. The sun stood still while Joshua's army destroyed which people? The Egyptians, the Philistines, or the Amorites?
The Amorites.
That is correct, Amundosa! Phenomenal. Phenomenal job, Gary. Praying over anything new, or are we on the same boat?
About the same. Just keep praying. I just keep praying.
Amen. We're going to keep praying. We're not going to stop. So let's just do it together. Father, we come before you right now. We ask that the audience would be with me on this, taking up Gary as a prayer buddy, that we pray for Gary. Lord, he has circumstances that he can't control that he needs help with. You got to help him on some of those medical things that they're just trying to bog him down. The enemy's just trying to discourage him. But Lord, it would solve a whole bunch if you would just heal him, because then he'd be done with it. And Lord, we are asking for you to bring your healing power that comes through Jesus Christ, through the power of the Holy Spirit, but gifted by Jesus Christ and the redeeming work of Jesus, that you would touch his body, touch him physically, bring healing into his being, newness into his life. We ask you to bring that healing power into him. Let him be a new man. We pray that in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
You too, brother, and God bless you as well.
Okay, man.
All right. So at the end of this test, I only got like 3 minutes left, and so I want to figure this out. So again, and I don't need to make this belabor this at all. It's just the text says straightforward. It says, put on the new self, which is being renewed, not was being renewed, is being renewed. Perfect present tense is the word is, in the knowledge of the image of its creator. And we find the knowledge of the image of our creator, God, in the word of God. So you keep your new man renewed by being in the word of God. Verse 11 is the key component, though. Here, there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. I want you to understand something and make sure we don't miss this. It's clear that it doesn't matter whether a person is Greek, Jewish, circumcised, uncircumcised, slave, free, doesn't matter. It all comes down to Jesus and being in Jesus. This verse does not teach universal salvation. You can't believe how many people go, see, everybody's saved. But they exclude Christ from it. It's like, you can't be serious. I mean, this is like, you can't possibly be serious. It makes it absolutely clear that salvation is in Christ. And this is believers. And they're like, no, no, everybody's saved. Everybody gets saved. See? And it's like, no, no, it's everybody in Christ. The passage makes it clear that salvation must take place in Christ and Christ alone. For there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And Jesus is quite clear. There's no question about it. I mean, if you want to, you know, one road in, there's one pathway in. It's Jesus. I mean, you have to love Dr. Jefferson and his books and some of the material. But as I look, it's you know, it's simple. Jesus said in John 14, 6, no man comes to the Father but by me. I'm like, okay. Why? And I just texted this to Rob because he was asking me about some things to help him. He's witnessing to somebody. And I just said it straight out as can be. And this is sometimes the most brilliant thing, these simplistic pictures. Heaven is God's home, and Jesus is God's door. He's a part of the home because he's God, but he's the door. You want to get into heaven? You want to get into God's house? You go through Jesus. So the passage is, there's no Greek nor Jew, circumcised. It's not class, race, warfare, this, that, whatever, wealth, none of that. It's Jesus and being in Jesus. And when we're in Jesus, Jesus is in all of us. And that's what the scripture commands. Get it? Your answer is Jesus, if you're trying to figure it out. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, 22 and a half hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.